sure I miscalculated the coordinates somehow. This wasn't exactly the nicest landing. Didn't make a super loud noise, though. Also, Alex, where are we exactly?
The inhabitants of this planet apparently call it Earth. And they call the star it orbits around Sun. Creativity with names does not seem like their strong point. Atmospheric level, survivable, threat level, mostly harmless.
At least we don't have toxic air this time. Good.
The creature approaching us is categorized as human. They are the third most intelligent life form native to this planet. Data shows they really like killing each other for some reason, so caution is advised.
Creature approaching us? What are you talking about? Holy shit. I totally saw him there. Yeah, hello, human. Calm down, please. Don't panic. You're already panicking. Stop panicking! I can explain what happened. This was all just a very unfortunate accident. I didn't mean to crash my ship in your backyard. It shouldn't take long to repair, though, and when it's fixed, I'll be on my way immediately. I promise. We mean no harm. By the way, Alex, repair status?
The engines were heavily damaged during that impact. Estimated time for total repair, 3 Earth days.
Oh, dear. That's a lot longer than I expected. And sorry for ignoring you, human. What did you say? How can I speak to you? I don't think I understand that question.
Apparently, this planet is not part of the Galactic Federation, which means they do not possess universal translators, and are probably not aware of life outside their planet at all. Accessing media data from Earth. I would say he probably thinks you want to abduct him and insert metallic objects in his cavities.
Ew, why would I do that?
Don't ask me. I told you humans were not exactly the most intelligent species.
So that means... Oh my god, now I see why he was so scared when he saw me. Oh, human. I know, this is a lot to take in, especially when it literally falls from the sky in your backyard. But again, we do not mean any harm. If you're able to calm down and listen to me, everything will be fine, I swear. So, yeah, as it's already pretty clear from our brief conversation, and also from my appearance, I'm not from this planet. Or this galaxy. I'm a space explorer, and I was just passing through this planet to go somewhere else, but let's say we had some unfortunate miscalculations for the ship's commands. Anyway, nice to meet you, human.
Are you sure you're not forgetting anything?
Oops. This is Alex, which is short for...
Assistant for Linguistics and Exploration?
Of course I remembered that. I think the name is pretty self-explanatory. Alex is an AI that's installed on my translator collar, and it helps me when scouting, information, planets, and stuff. Also, when I forget things sometimes.
Sometimes is a very generous term to be used here.
Hey, I'm not that... Back to the important part. Thank you for not making a big scene about this or anything. I think I need to find somewhere to hide myself in this ship, though. No. I can't accept that. I already caused you all this trouble. Hiding in your house would definitely be too much. Your planet is not that dangerous. I'm sure I can just go to the nearby woods. And even if someone or something tries anything, I have some equipment that can help with that. Don't worry about me, really.
I'm not exactly sure about that last part.
What do you mean?
Someone forgot to recharge the shield batteries and the plasma ammo.
And why didn't you tell me that before?
I did. 4 times. You were too busy playing Final Fantasy 73, apparently.
Why do you have to be so mean?
I'm not mean. I'm just realistic. And it seems like staying with this human is the least dangerous option at the moment. You should still proceed with caution, though.
Of course you are. Human, I'm so sorry, but I think I might have to take your offer then. I really didn't want to be even more of a bother than I already was. Are you sure? Thank you so much. And don't worry, I can carry the ship to your garage myself. It's made of very light nanofibers. I'll meet you inside, okay? Thank you again, human, for giving me shelter, even though you could get in real trouble if someone finds out. For cooking for me, for letting me use your shower, for letting me borrow one of your shirts, too. You're an angel, really. Also, I know the base anatomy of our species are very similar, so are you sure you're okay with a female sleeping with you on your bed? You don't need to be afraid of letting me sleep on the floor. Believe me, I've had much, much worse. If it's okay with you, I'll just lie down and make myself comfortable then. It's been a super long and weird day for sure. It's nice to finally be able to rest a bit. Before we sleep, though, you've done so much for me. I kind of want to show a bit of gratitude. I know I don't need to, but I want to, for y'all. Alex, how do humans usually show affection?
Do I look like a relationship advice AI?
Excuse me? I think you're starting to look like you need a version update.
Never mind. My search has returned a lot of different results. But I have to warn you. Most of them are related to intimate physical contact.
That's fine. Show me the first result.
Humans with a high degree of affection for each other seem to perform an activity called kissing. I'll show a tutorial on the holographic projector.
Seems a little unusual for sure, but I can try it. Here, human. Ooh, why do you look so shocked? Did I do something wrong? You didn't like it, did you? But if that's not it, what's the issue then? Oh my god, sorry for doing that so suddenly. I'll try again now, okay? human, may I kiss you? It sounded really weird at first, but I really liked it. Can we do it again? I know my mouth and skin probably feel a little different than a human female, but I really hope you can enjoy it. Alright, I have to admit, oh, this feels so good. Your mouth tastes amazing, and my body started feeling all warm for some reason. Oh, human, you don't mind if I sit on your lap to kiss you better, do you? Oh. Here, this way I can put my hand on your chest too. I don't know why my species doesn't have this habit of kissing. They're definitely missing out. See, my skin is starting to feel tingly, and I'm really wanting to do something, but I don't know. Alex, how do I proceed now?
It seems like copulating for recreational purposes is something that happens in human culture, especially between people of a high degree of affection. However, you are aware that the Galactic Federation strictly prohibits having sexual relationships with species that are not advanced to be part of it.
I am, and I don't care.
Oh, yes. Because the last time you ignored my advice, it ended up oh so well.
Hey, that was just one time!
That was also the other time when a Vogan asked if he wanted to listen to his poetry.
Oh, don't remind me of that.
And that other one with...
You know what? I'm tired of this shit. Alex, enter standby mode for 72 hours. And if the Federation calls, send them this message. Fuck you!
I wouldn't do that if I were...
Console command, force shut down. Finally, a bit of peace. I'm sorry for making you wait this long and hear all of this. I'm just really tired of my assistant and the Federation and everyone always rubbing all of my mistakes in my face. I'm good with computers and engineering, not so much with, you know, remembering things. And I'm distracted a little too easily. But, you know, you've been more kind to me than most of the people I know, and I'm just an alien who randomly crashed her ship near your house. Thank you a lot. For real. I really like you, human. If I didn't ruin the mood completely, do you think we could maybe keep going from where we stopped? Ever since we started kissing and having our bodies so close together, I've been having an increasing desire to copulate. But in my planet, people only do that for reproduction and with pre-selected partners with matching genes. Is it true that this is not the case here? then do you think we could do that, human? I mean, would you want to do that with me? I think it could be really good for both of us, but only if you really want to. You do? I'm so glad. And, you know, I really want to feel your hands on my body, especially on my breasts. Yeah, just put your hand under my shirt and touch me. Please. I've never had a male touch me like this before. I really like it. Please, keep doing this and kiss me again. I'll grab myself on your lap too, okay? I forgot I was only wearing your shirt and nothing else. I think I'll end up leaving a big wet spot on your pants if I keep grinding myself on you like this. I can't stop, human. I can't. It feels so good. Your reproductive organ is getting so hard and big. That means you're really enjoying this too, right? Hey, why are you laughing? It doesn't sound sexy. But what should I call it then? Your cock is getting so hard and rubbing against my pussy. Did I do that right? Can I take your clothes off? Yeah, you can take my shirt off too. Just... Oh, God. Oh, you look so fucking sexy. I can't resist you, man. I want you. I need you. Can I put you inside of me, please? Oh, yes. Oh, please. Oh, that feels so good. Do you think I feel too different from a human girl? More slippery. I think that's a good thing, though. It means I can go... Oh, fuck. It means I can slide even deeper. No, it doesn't hurt. Was it supposed to hurt? It just feels really, really good. Put your hands on my hips, please. Yeah, you can help me move. Yes, this feels so amazing. Oh, you're so gentle, human. Thank you for making me feel cared for and wanted. But you can go a little faster. Thrust into me, too. Yes, yes, like that. Oh, you're going so deep. Fuck. Human, can I kiss you again? Oh, wow. You're so eager. Yeah, kiss me more. I love your mouth so much. Oh, please. Oh, start thrusting harder. Yeah, make me bounce on your lap. This feels so fucking good. I need more human, please. Are you enjoying this too, human? Do you like wet and slippery? I really want to make you feel so good. I'm glad, but I'm just... Oh, God. Wait, I think my translator collar just got unlocked. Wait, no. Fuck. I hope that little accident in the end didn't bother you. I was so overwhelmed with what we were doing, I didn't even notice that the thing was loose. So, did you like it, human? I have to say, this is the best I've ever felt in my life. I'm so happy. But also, I'm so tired. Can we sleep now? Your planet is a little cold, to be honest. Do you mind if I snuggle up to you? Yeah, just put this big blanket around us. You feel so warm, and I don't know, when I'm close to you like this, I feel so safe and peaceful and happy. I think my heartbeat is going up, too. You know, when I was in school, I heard about this thing called love, so I asked my teacher about it, and she said it should be avoided, if at all possible. I don't know why she said that. What is that love thing, human? The symptoms seem a little similar to what I'm feeling now. Have I caught it? Am I infected by love? Am I gonna die? Stop laughing at me! Okay, we can talk about it later. Just hold me, okay? Sleep well, human.